2 Samuel chapter 20. And there happened to be there a man of Belial wickedness, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite, and he blew a trumpet, and said, We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse, every man to his tents, O Israel. So every man of Israel went up from after David, and followed Sheba the son of Bichri, but the men of Judah clung to their king, from the Jordan River even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house, palace, at Jerusalem. And the king took the 10 women his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house palace, and put them in their own room, and fed them, but did not go into them. So they were shut up to the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then the king said to Amasa, Assemble for me the men of Judah within 3 days, and you be present. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah. But he waited longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, Now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than Absalom did, take your lord's servants, and pursue after him, lest he enter fenced cities, and escape us. And there went out after him Joab's men, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and all the mighty men. And they went out of Jerusalem, to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. When they were at the great stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them. And Joab's clothes that he had put on was tied to him, and upon it a belt with a sword fastened upon his waist in its sheath. And as he went forth it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, Are you in health, my brother? And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa did not notice the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he struck him with it in the 5th rib, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and did not strike him again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba the son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him, and said, He who favors Joab, and he who is for David, let him go after Joab. And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and cast a cloth upon him, when he saw that every one that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab, to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel to Abel, and to Bethmaachah, and all the Barites, and they were gathered together, and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Bethmaachah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench. And all the people who were with Joab battered the wall, to throw it down. Then a wise woman cried out of the city, I ask you, listen, listen, to Joab, come near here, that I may speak with you. And when he had come near to her, the woman said, Are you Joab? And he answered, I am he. Then she said to him, Listen to the words of your handmaid. And he answered, I am listening. Then she spoke, saying, In old times they would speak, saying, They shall surely ask counsel at Abel, and so they ended the matter. I am one of those who are peaceable and faithful in Israel, you seek to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord Jehovah? And Joab answered and said, far be it from me, that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so. But a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba the son of Bichri by name, has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Only deliver him, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said to Joab, Look, his head shall be thrown to you over the wall. Then the woman went to all the people in her wisdom. And they cut off the head of Sheba the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king. Now Joab was over all the host, army, of Israel. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites. And Adoram was over the tribute. And Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder. And Sheva was scribe. And Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. And Ira also the Jairite was a chief ruler close to David.